the rest of the story. You think all of the gangs are in Los Angeles and Chicago and Manhattan? They're not. In fact, there's a street gang in Eagle River, Alaska. Big, strapping teenagers roaming the byways by night, ducking in and out of the shadows. And Eagle River is hardly a teeming metropolis. 25,000 people or so. Just a nice residential suburb in a valley 10 miles north of Anchorage. The citizens there have no idea where this youth gang has come from. Plenty of people would like to know, and would like to know their names. Their targets at first were the homes of elderly people. But now they're likely to zero in on any woman living alone. They strike when the occupant's away most of the time. They're gone before anybody can identify them. They're believed to be boys ages 14 to 17. So far, the authorities have been unsuccessful in uncovering their identities. So that's what challenged Debbie Briscoe, a reporter for the Chugiak Eagle Star. Over the span of several cold nights, this inquisitive young woman staked herself out, waiting to catch the Eagle River gang in the act. Her repeated lack of success made her wonder if the boys were more sophisticated, better organized than she had at first thought. But then, one bitterly frigid late evening, Debbie, on stakeout, spotted them, a bunch of them sneaking up on this house, and promptly the plucky reporter stepped forward from the shadows and confronted one of them. "What is your name?" Debbie demanded. "Not on your life," the boy answered. Then he walked back to the driveway of the home and he joined the others, and they proceeded to do what they had come there to do, and reporter Debbie Briscoe watched them do it. She watched them do it, and the next day she reported what she had seen to her readers. At this moment, you know almost as much as anybody does about the Eagle River gang, the boys that prowl that neighborhood, then move in with methodical swiftness. Far as I know, not one of them has yet been identified. But do we really need to know who they are? Or ought we not simply be grateful that in this age of ugly headlines, of lawlessness and selfishness, there is an Eagle River gang for the rest of us and for our children to look up to? For you see, the nameless boys of suburban Anchorage have yet to harm anyone or anyone's property. To the contrary, their youthful might is dedicated to right, to shoveling snow from the driveway of the elderly couple who no longer can, to removing the trash or mowing the lawn of the widow who cannot afford to have it done. For secretly and surreptitiously and without reward, these anonymous teenagers step up from the darkness, seeking only to help, and at the same time proving to an often cynical world the sometimes overshadowed whole truth about today's schoolagers. They're not all delinquent. Now you know the rest of the story.